From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 6, 2021. This revised episode from January 2018 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. That's the sound of ice on Clater Lake in Pulaski County, Virginia, during a January day in 2018. The sound set the stage for a freezing water episode written for Virginia science students in early elementary school, that is, about kindergarten to third grade. You're about to hear two kinds of mystery sounds. When you do, see if you can answer this riddle. How are the two kinds of sounds the same, but also different? Here are the sounds. If you guessed that both sounds were water being put into a glass, you're right. But the first sound was water as a liquid, while the second was ice, or water frozen into a solid. Now, here are two more kinds of mystery sounds. Try again to guess what they are. Those were sounds of liquid water flowing in a creek, followed by pieces of ice on the creek's edge breaking off and splashing into the flowing water. Just like a freezer can turn liquid household water into ice cubes, winter weather can often stay below 32 degrees Fahrenheit long enough to freeze some of the water on land or in a pond, creek, river, or even the ocean. And there are many words for different kinds of ice in those places, like anchor ice, flake ice, needle ice, pancake ice, and sea ice. Let's try one more pair of mystery sounds, this time about ice safety. Any guesses about what you heard? The first was small rocks bouncing on an ice-covered pond, but the second was that pond's ice breaking and sinking. That's a reminder that thin ice can hold pebbles, but ice has to be solid and at least about 4 inches thick to hold people. And ice thickness can be different in different spots. Ice is never 100% safe, according to natural resources experts from Minnesota, where they have plenty of experience with ice-covered water. But even with thin ice, it's safe and fun to stand on the bank and see how far a pebble can bounce. We close with about 45 seconds of music for freezing water. Here's Ice Dance by Torrin Hallett, a student at the Yale School of Music. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.